Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, the one and only Jeff Duncan.
On the podcast today, Ryan Collingwood is joining me. Ryan used to cover Washington State University athletics and high school prep sports up north, and he's back with VarsityCDA.com. Good morning, Ryan. Thank you for joining me this morning. I know it's a little early for you.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Yeah, not a problem, man. Before we talk some football, let's talk about your Varsity CDA site. You must have thought there was a void up north in high school sports coverage.
Well, I guess it's kind of not so much a void. I guess it's more as, you know, the old business adage of making the mousetrap better, you know, taking something and thinking you can do something a little bit better. And that's kind of what I think I can do with VarsityCDA.com. It's basically, you know, an online magazine. Just littered with features, just really, really gets to the core of Coosa County sports, football and basketball, be it, you know, the local high schools, NIC, kids that went beyond. People love features, people love video, podcasts. They like, you know, stuff that's instant. We live in an instant news era where you have to get to it fast. You know, when it comes to, you know, game material, people want kind of more concise material, get that up real quick, and you kind of build off as the night goes on. And that's just, you know, kind of the tack I had with VarsityCDA.com, something I'm passionate about. And then being a media guy that has my experience, I figured, you know, hey, what the heck? I love Coeur d'Alene, I love the people and place I want to be for a while, and, you know, we'll just see what happens.
You mentioned the immediacy of, you know, today's culture is a very immediate culture. We want our news now, now, now. And that's even trickled down to the high school level, like you said. I mean, here at Idaho Sports, we're going to be doing tweets from our football games this year. We're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody wants everything now, now, now. Is that a good thing even for high school sports, do you think? Or is that going a little bit too far?
No, I don't think it's a bad thing. It depends what kind of person you are. When you're someone like me who, like, really appreciates good quality, in-depth writing, you know, it kind of takes away from that a little bit. But at the same time, you know, it's adapt or die, and that's kind of what we're trying to do here.
It's a great point, adapt or die. I like that. No, that's very true. That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah, and, you know, why not? Just because we're in Idaho, you know, we're kind of obscure compared to the rest of the, you know, big old, you know, world, but doesn't mean we can't be big time in that approach. And, you know, when I was a student assistant coach at NAI school, coach said, you know, his biggest approach was basically saying, you know, make the big time where you're at. You know, you might not be at, you know, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, but, you know, you can take that approach and get the best out of it.
There you go. I like it. Well, let's dive in and talk a little bit of football up north. Coaching changes this year. North was not immune to the coaching circus. You and I both have been covering high school sports for a long time, and I have not seen coaching turnover like this in Idaho ever. I mean, coaches come and go like mad here. Give us some of the coaching turnover up north.
Okay. Well, we'll start 5A up here, Lewiston. Sean Nelson takes over for Emmett Doherty. Emmett Doherty was there for about 13 years and resigned, but Sean isn't exactly a newcomer. He was the offensive coordinator there for a long time. He took 3 years off recently, but he comes back. But every time he was the OC, Lewiston went to state, and he also had a couple of state titles. So, you know, he's a good OC. He's done there at the program. He's had nothing but success, and I expect him to, you know, and from who I've talked to around the league, they expect him to kind of right the ship, you know, sooner than later. And he played under Dennis Erickson in the 80s at U of I, so he kind of took his, you know, that approach from, you know, kind of winging it. They're not going to be scared to wing it. He has a pretty solid quarterback.
So Sandpoint has a new coach. Moscow has a new coach. Priest River, Bonner's Ferry. Prairie has a new coach. Lewis County has a new coach. Do you have any theories on why, of all the coaching turnover in Idaho?
Well, yeah. You know, the kind of consensus about that is, you know, Idaho is, well, it's kind of, well, I can't really pigeonhole that. The fact that, you know, Idaho doesn't pay much in terms of, you know, doubling up, you know, coaching and teaching. And as you know, the whole, you know, teaching reform and stuff like that is kind of caused a big stir in Idaho. And, you know, some coaches are kind of fleeing from that. But a lot of coaches, you know, don't even work at schools.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't say for sure, but that's a pretty good, you know, indication that usually when the state isn't really showing out a whole lot of dough. And there's a lot of factors. But as for North Idaho, I mean, obviously there's a ton of turnover in the state. It's probably got to be near 50 new coaches in Idaho, which is crazy because you need, you know, longevity to, or a hint of longevity to kind of be successful. But North Idaho's coaches, they're not, a lot of them aren't exactly brand new coaches up here. A lot of them were former assistants or they were head coaches that came back. Like Palua up in Sandpoint, he's one of the best coaches in Idaho. I mean, the coach kind of turned around Sandpoint. He coached there for about 20 years. Sandpoint was always with a power, won a state title, always up, you know, in 4A is really tough to win a state title. Sandpoint was always in the mix every year, but until 2004, then he left, and he went on an ESPN show for a year with Big Butkus and Ray Crockett, where they go around and turn around bad high school programs.
I watched that show. It was a decent show,
he was one of the main coaches on that.
I know Moscow got Phil Helbling. He used to play at Moscow back in the early 2000s, so he's not he's not an unknown quantity either up north.
Oh, no. He graduated from Moscow in 2006, actually, so he's pretty young. And then he played a little bit at Idaho and then pursued coaching, and he graduated there, and he's an assistant there. So, yeah, Helbing, that's pretty much that's a Moscow surname. So, I mean, that's just a matter of seeing if Moscow can break through. We haven't been to state in a long time.
Well, let's begin with the 5As. Coeur d'Alene, power. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're a power. Back-to-back state titles. How about a three-peat this year? Is that on the horizon for them?
It's possible. The cupboard's not completely bare. They return an entire line, which is, they had some specimens on that line last year. They have about three or four kids. They're huge and have some depth. And they have a receiver who's going to be a junior who's already, you know, been offered by the University of Washington and Eastern. And they have some, and they have a quarterback that's getting, you know, been offered by Idaho State already. And he hasn't taken a varsity snap yet. I mean, they have kids pumping in. And then from what I've, you know, been told through the grapevine, that sophomore class that's going to be juniors, it might be the best class that school's ever had. They, you know, they all contributed as sophomores on varsity. And then the whole program last year went undefeated, freshman, JV, varsity. So they should be pretty tough. I mean, if they're going to win an NCAA title, I mean, that's yet to be seen, but they'll be in the mix for sure.
They really didn't have any competition last year until they hit the playoffs. Post Falls on Lake City battled it out for second and third. Any improvement from those two teams? Could they challenge Coeur d'Alene, or is it going to be Coeur d'Alene and then everyone else?
I guess if they're... Right now, if there was one team that's going to probably challenge them, it's going to be Lake City. I mean, Lake City, you know, they've been to the playoffs 15 straight years, but these last 4 years, they've been knocked out in the first round, which is kind of, you know, uncharacteristic for them. But they actually return a senior class of 28 kids and 22 are four-year kids, and they have a bunch of starters, some consistency. And I talked to Coach Van Troxel, and he seems pretty excited about this group. And he thinks they're, you know, not that his program ever really, you know, was terrible the past couple years, but he said they might be quote-unquote back this year. So by back, that means you're a top-five team. So I expect Lake City, you know, to be there. I mean, they're always one of the most well-coached teams in the state, so it'll be interesting. And, you know, and for two teams to be good, you know, Coeur d'Alene, Hayden, there's only about probably 60,000-70,000 between Hayden, Coeur d'Alene in the population. So for two teams to be that good and this, you know, sharing those kids in one town, that's pretty tough.
Says a lot about the coaching. Any hope for Lewiston this year, or they may be more of a program on the rise for the next couple of years?
It's hard to say. I mean, I covered Lewiston for a couple of years. Last year, you know, they kind of always had a pretty good, decent non-league record, but they would seem to struggle in league, and with good reason, it's a pretty good league. But
yeah, it is.
They have a new coach, you know, who's had nothing but success, interestingly, they return an assistant, actually, the former head coach, Nick Menegas. He's in the Idaho Sports Hall of Fame. He won a couple state titles in the 90s, and yeah, he's coming back as an assistant. So, I mean, basically, back to the glory days, Bengals staff is basically there, so we'll see how they can adapt to the new IEL and how teams up here have gotten better. But they return a first-team all-league quarterback in Cole Zacka, so they're not completely terrible, so we'll see if how year one treats them, I guess.
Down to the 4As, this is one of Idaho's famous three-team leagues, which I just never have understood. I never will. It's just bizarre to me. But it's Lakeland took it last year. They went 6-4 overall. Then Moscow and Sandpoint kind of battled it out for a mediocre second and third place. Is it Lakeland again this year to win?
It's looking like it on paper. On paper, Lakeland has a ton of stars back. They have the league's player of the year back. For what it's worth, you know, a three-team league, they have a bunch of all-league kids back. But on paper, it's looking like Lakeland. And Sandpoint had probably the worst season I can think of in about 20 years. Last year they went 1-8 and were just awful. But
and Coeur d'Alene put up 88 against them last year. That was
they did. They probably could have put up 130 on them if they wanted to. But you know, this new coach is no nonsense guy. He Sandpoint's got about 150 kids in the program already because of the return of that coach, and I expect him to be better right off the bat. Sandpoint will be in the mix. You can't count them out.
And Moscow kind of up in the air with a new coach. Do they have any kids coming back?
They have a couple all league kids, but I say that 3-team league, so I'm like, oh yeah, all league. Oh yeah, out of 3 teams. But anyway,
never understood a 3-team league.
Yeah, well, it's just the proximity up here. It's just kind of there isn't enough teams, but yeah, I expect Moscow. They've been getting better, a lot better the past 4 years. I mean, they're right on the cusp. They haven't been to state since 97 when they were a 3A school. But the last coach they had, Coach Chief, was there for 4 years. He did a pretty solid job. I mean, they were always, you know, had a decent record. They were always a game away from getting into that playoff. They lost a couple tiebreakers. But they had some athletes, and, you know, now they're getting a kid who inherits, you know, an evolving program, a kid from Moscow, a kid that saw that taste of success. So I expect Moscow to be, you know, there.
They're in the mix at least.
Yeah, not terrible.
Going down to 3A's, it was all Timber Lake last year, 4-0 in league, 7-3 overall. Kellogg finished second, but they were kind of a distant second. Bonner's Ferry took third. Anything change in the 3A's? Do you expect it to be Timber Lake again?
Yeah, it'll be Timber Lake again. It's a 4-team league now.
Yeah, St. Mary's went
years,
down to 2A, right?
Yeah. Correct. St. Mary's is a 2A school, which is crazy because they've been 3A ever since, man, back in the Stone Ages. Kind of out of times, you know, when towns like that are kind of dwindling in population. But, St. Mary's is going down to 2A. So you have a four-team 3A league with Timberlake, Priest River, Kellogg, Bonners. And Timberlake's, you know, they're going to be the runaway favorite again. But the thing about Timberlake is they always kind of run through their league, and then they hit a brick wall when they get to state playing one of those good District 3 teams. They always hit Weezer or Fruitland, something really good like that.
Yeah, they got drilled by Weezer last year, 34-7 in the playoffs.
Exactly. And that's kind of, they've always been, you know, they've been the state 9 straight years. They've only made it past the semifinals twice. Past the quarterfinals twice. So right now they know the trend is basically getting past one of those District 3 schools. And they'll be decent. They have, you know, they have a big old line back. It'll be probably one of the bigger lines in 3A. It's a matter of those skills players are up to the District 3 level. I mean, Timberlake's a decent program. Now it's just a matter of them making that next step, and that's kind of what they're kind of cognizant of that fact, too.
At VarsityCDA.com, do you cover any of the smaller, any of the 2A, any of the 1A teams up there?
We do not. Actually, we cover 2A, but we only have one 2A in town. That's Coeur d'Alene Charter, and they don't have football. Yeah, so basically we cover Coeur d'Alene High School, Lake City High School, Post Falls High School, Lakeland High School, Timberlake High School, and Coeur d'Alene High. Coeur d'Alene Charter Academy and the JUCO North Idaho College here in town are pretty good. That's pretty much our coverage area. It's all, you know, every school's within 20 minutes of each other at the very, very maximum. That was kind of the approach I wanted to take in this initial year. I mean, I look to expand, you know, to outside the county, you bet. But in this initial year, I kind of just want to hit hard what I know best, and that way, you know, no stones are left unturned that initial year.
You know, earlier in the podcast, we talked about a three-team league, which I've never understood. Do you think Idaho has too many classifications? Should Idaho really be a 5A or have 5 classifications?
No. I don't think so. I'm not John Billett, so I'm not going to, you know, pretend like I know his job or anything like that.
Right.
It's not. I'm just a spectator. I'm not going to be that, you know, the monster quarterback. But, you know, you see, you know, what Montana does with, what do they have, a 4-team league over there?
4A's, yeah.
We're not amazingly bigger than Montana in that regard. We're similar in fact that we have a ton of tiny schools like they do. I think the only thing that really rubs me the wrong way with the classifications is the 2-1A division. That's the only division that, and Idaho is kind of unique in the fact that we're so spread out. So you see those 3-team leagues, you know, and then we're in an era where you can't really spend a lot of money on travel. I mean, you'd like to combine. See Montana, what they do, you'll see teams and leagues in Montana that are like 5 hours away, like Havre and Dillon. You'll see, those are not close to each other. That's like saying, like, oh yeah, Lake City and Columbia, or not my starter for it. Lake City and
Highland.
Highland Mountain. Yeah, those guys are they're rivals, man.
Wyoming only has 4 classes too, and we're not that much bigger than Wyoming. Although we lose a lot of coaches to Wyoming, but we're not as, you know, we're about the size of Wyoming too. So
yeah, I think we have a lot more big schools in Wyoming.
Yeah,
but the small schools is where kind of, I mean, that's the heart of these, you know, Northwest states, or these college, really small high schools, and that's where the classification kind of gets crazy.
So when can people go to varsitycda.com? When's it going to be up and running so people can get all the news up north?
I should be up by tomorrow night. Right now, I have locked all my stories in. I had a couple of videos on there, a couple of video interviews. So, you know, you want to put your best foot forward. And so, yeah, it should be up 6-48 hours. And I'm really looking forward to that. So hopefully people, you know, haven't given up on me. It'll be up in the next couple of days. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the feedback and then how the community responds to something like that.
And people can follow you on what, on Twitter and Facebook? And what's the best way to get a hold of you, too?
Yeah, Twitter. Yeah, Twitter.com. Our handle is @varsity_CDA and Facebook.com/varsitycda. And if you have any questions, you know, you want to ask me story ideas about things up here, and you can hit me up at ryan@varsitycda.com, and those are pretty much the contact details.
All right, cool. Looking forward to the site being ready by, you said, what, tonight or tomorrow possibly?
Late Wednesday night.
Late Wednesday night, cool. Looking forward to it. Ryan, thank you for the time this morning.
Thank you.
That'll do it for today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed my interview with Ryan Collinwood of varsitycda.com. Don't forget, go to idahosports.com. We have the football schedule posted up there. August 24th is the big kickoff date. We are going to be at 7 different locations. It's going to be a lot of fun. Our poll question for the week, will Coeur d'Alene three-peat as the 5A champions? Go to our poll and vote yes or no on that. Have a great Tuesday. We'll talk with you on Wednesday morning. Podcast is posted by 11 a.m. every morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. Don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on idahosports.com.